So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fourth chapter, text number 11.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Suta
Ubhacha
Iti
Upamantrita Ragya Guna Anukatane Hare Rishikesham Anusmritya Prativaktum Achakrame.
Suta Uvacha
Ityupa
Mantrita Ragya
Gunanu Katane Hare
Rishikesham Anusmritya Prativaktum Prachakrame.
Sita Goswami said, when Shukadev Goswami was thus requested by the king to describe the creative energy of the personality of Godhead, he then systematically remembered the master of the senses, Sri Krishna, and to reply properly he spoke thus, purport. The devotees of the Lord, while delivering speeches and describing the transcendental attributes of the Lord, do not think that they can do anything independently. They think that they can speak only what they are induced to speak by the Supreme Lord, the Master of the senses. The senses of the individual being are not his own. The devotee knows that such senses belong to the Supreme Lord, and that they can be properly used when they are employed for the service of the Lord. The senses are instruments, and elements are ingredients, all endowed by the Lord. Therefore, whatever an individual can do, speak, see, etc., is under the direction of the Lord only. The Bhagavad Gita 15:15 confirms this. Sravasya chaham vidisamadishto mudaksmatir gyanam apohanam cha. No one is free to act freely and independently, and as such, one should always seek the permission of the Lord to act or eat or speak. And by the blessing of the Lord, everything done by a devotee is beyond the principles of the four defects typical of the conditioned soul.
Goswami dijo, cuando de este modo el rey le solicitó a Shukadev Goswami que describiera la energía creativa de la personalidad de Dios, él recordó entonces sistemáticamente al amo de los sentidos, Sri Krishna, y para responder debidamente habló de la siguiente manera. Significado: mientras los devotos del Señor dan discursos y describen los atributos trascendentales del Señor, no piensan que pueden hacer algo independientemente. Ellos creen que solo pueden hablar lo que se les induce a hablar, lo que les induce a hablar el Señor Supremo, el amo de los sentidos. Los sentidos del ser individual no son suyos propios. El devoto sabe que esos sentidos le pertenecen al Señor Supremo y que pueden ser debidamente utilizados cuando se emplean para el servicio del Señor. Los sentidos son instrumentos y los elementos son ingredientes, todos provistos por el Señor. En consecuencia, cualquier cosa que el individuo pueda hacer, hablar, ver, etc., se encuentra únicamente bajo la dirección del Señor. El Bhagavad Gita 15:15 confirma esto. Sarvasya chaham haridhi saninya sanigishto matahash nirjir nyaham kyanam apohanam cha. Nadie puede actuar libre e independientemente y por eso siempre se debe buscar el permiso del Señor para actuar, comer o hablar. Y por la bendición del Señor, todo lo que un devoto hace está más allá de los principios de los cuatro defectos típicos del alma condicionada.
Amagyana temarandrasya gananjana shalakaya chakshur unimiritam yena tasmai shi garadainam mukam karoti vachalam pangum lamyate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shi guru inatananam. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining that when the devotees of a Lord deliver speeches, they do not think that they can simply give their own speech. The devotees understand that they are actually powerless to speak. They know that it is only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna that they can speak. Just like the verse I quoted, Mukam Koroti Vachalam. By the mercy of Guru, even a person who is not able to speak, he can speak by the mercy of his spiritual master.
Por la gracia del maestro espiritual, hasta una persona que no puede hablar, podrá hablar.
So on our own, what we can do?
Solos, ¿qué es lo que podemos hacer?
But if we agree to become an instrument in the hands of Krishna,
pero si nos permitimos ser un instrumento en las manos de Krishna,
there is no limit to what we can do.
No hay límite a lo que podemos hacer.
Just like we see Srila Prabhupada.
Igual que vemos a Srila Prabhupada.
He became completely the instrument in the hands of Guru and Krishna.
Se volvió completamente el instrumento en las manos de Guru y Krishna.
And he accomplished what no other spiritual master has ever accomplished in the history of the universe.
Y llevó a cabo lo que ningún maestro espiritual en la historia del universo ha podido alcanzar.
He was able to blaze a trail through the thick, dark wilderness of Kali.
Hizo un camino a través de la oscura selva de Kali.
He was able to lay the foundation for a Krishna conscious world.
Puso las bases para un mundo consciente de Krishna.
Because he agreed to simply act as the instrument of Guru Maharaj.
Porque simplemente estaba actuando como el instrumento de su Guru Maharaj.
His Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in this way, if we can simply agree to become the instrument in the hands of the previous acharyas. Then we can have a very, very powerful impact on this planet. But what does it mean to become an instrument in the hands of the previous acharyas? That means we have to surrender. We cannot maintain some stubborn, proud independence and expect to be instrumental in the hands of the previous acharyas.
No podemos mantener nuestra cerca independencia y esperar ser instrumentos de los acharyas anteriores.
A proud, stubborn person is not a fit instrument.
Una persona orgullosa y terca no es un instrumento apropiado.
So we have to become very nice, humble devotees of God. And then we will become suitable instruments. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to become humble. Tanadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina mannateena kirtaniya sadahari. One should be more tolerant than a tree. One should consider oneself to be lower than the star in the street. One should be all ready to offer all respect to others. Without desiring even the slightest amount of respect for oneself. If we honestly look at our own hearts, how do we measure up? Are we ready, willing, and enthusiastic to offer all respect to others? Without expecting any respect for ourselves? Are we in that mood of humility? Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect example of humility. He was nailed on the cross. They were for the program of putting him to death. And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Instead of saying, "Father, curse these rascals and they will go to hell forever," he was simply being kind to his killers. This is called humility. We can learn how to always be respectful to everyone. No matter how they are treating us, they may respect us, they may disrespect us, it does not matter. The Vaishnava, he respects everyone. And because of that humility, what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Kirtani Sadhari. They are able to chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. We have noticed here in Monterrey that this is humility month. But why only have humility once in a month? Once in a year. And how about having real humility, Monterrey? How about we're challenging Monterrey? You're advertising this is humility month, but how about having real humility, Monterrey? You're saying this month we will all be humble. But we see you're still killing the cows. Is that a humble person? He's respectful to all living entities. How are you respecting the cows by killing them? How are you respecting the bull by killing him? Is that the way of Lord Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus Christ is depicted as the good shepherd. Some little lamb became in difficulty, so Lord Jesus, he rescued the little lamb. Can you imagine Lord Jesus taking a knife and cutting the lamb's throat? Can you imagine Jesus taking a knife and sticking it into a cow or a bull?
No,
Lord Jesus loves all the living entities. So, this country, they should learn how to actually follow the way of Lord Jesus Christ.
If
they want to become the real Christian people, then they should read Srila Prabhupada's books, so they can learn how to be proper Christians, developing true humility, true respect for all living beings. Because it's only when we become humble that we can properly serve the Lord. If we're proud, then we will take the Lord as our servant. That's all. We will think that I'm the center of everything and God must serve me. One of the students on my e-course complained that why Krishna is so proud. He says he's the supreme. They're trying to find a fault with Krishna, that he's declaring himself to be the topmost living being. So he must be proud, they're saying. Krishna should be... Who authorized him to declare himself the supreme? This person is challenging.
Están criticando a Krishna, criticando que se declare supremo, que de quién tiene permiso.
It seems he was disturbed that Krishna did not take his permission to declare that he was God.
Parece que esa persona estaba molesta porque Krishna no le había pedido permiso.
The fact is that Krishna, he is the original adhikari. He is giving himself the permission. He doesn't need anyone's permission.
Krishna is el adhikari original. Él es el.
He is the source of adhikar. All adhikar is coming from Krishna. Adhikar means power or potency or authorization.
Krishna se dio a sí mismo permiso. Krishna es el adhikari original, y adhikari quiere decir.
So that adhikar is coming from Krishna. He doesn't need to get his adhikar from anyone else. Everyone needs to get their adhikar from Krishna. Brahmaji, he gets his adhikar from Krishna. All the demigods, they get their adhikar from Krishna. So is Krishna being proud when he declares himself the supreme? He's being egotistical. Well, actually, it is not pride. He's just telling the truth. That's all. He's only speaking truth. And then if you say it is pride, he has a right to be proud. He's God. That's his position. In fact, Krishna gets up in the early morning when he's in Dwarka. He's sleeping comfortably in the bed with his queen.
Está durmiendo cómodamente junto a su reina.
And that he rises up early in the morning.
Pero entonces se levanta muy temprano.
And he meditates on himself.
Y medita en sí mismo.
I say, you cannot do that.
Nosotros no podemos.
That's your problem, is you do that.
El problema es que lo hacemos.
See, in this world we meditate on ourselves. I am great.
En este mundo meditamos en nosotros mismos.
We stand in front of the mirror and we think, you're really cool.
Nos vemos en el espejo y decimos, es muy
cool. See, this is a big problem.
Es un gran problema.
Problema grande. Muy grande problema. We are very proud. We think that I am the center of the universe. So we have to humble ourselves before God. Someone may say, well, why can't I be proud also? Why only Krishna can have the position of the supreme?
puede que digamos, ¿por qué no puedo yo también ser orgulloso? ¿Por qué solo Krishna tiene esta función de?
Why can't I also be the supreme?
¿Por qué no puedo ser también el supremo?
Well, if you do, you want to be the supreme?
¿Queremos ser el supremo?
Would you like to be the supreme?
¿Me gustaría?
If you like, Krishna will let you try.
Si queremos, Krishna nos va a dejar hacer la, hacer el intento.
He will give you one place.
Nos va a dar un lugar.
But you can think, yes, I am God.
Pero podemos pensar, sí, yo soy Dios.
You know what that place is called?
¿Saben cómo se llama ese lugar?
Monterrey. Yes, I am God. Sitting on in my house on the hill overlooking the scene below. I am God.
Viviendo en una casa en la colina que puede ver el
whatever I tell my dog he does, therefore I am God.
Lo que le digo a mi perro lo hace, así que yo soy Dios.
Of course the dog he is also thinking that he is God.
Claro que el perro también piensa que él es Dios.
And whenever I want my master to do something, I make my master do it. You see.
Cuando quiero que mi maestro haga algo, que mi amo haga algo, lo hace.
The gentleman, he is thinking, I am walking my dog.
La persona piensa, estoy sacando a pasear a mi perro.
And the dog is thinking, I am walking my master.
El perro piensa, estoy sacando a pasear a mi amo.
So in this world, everyone is thinking that they are the supreme.
En este mundo, todo el mundo piensa que es el supremo.
Now, when you take guru, you cannot do like that.
Pero cuando uno acepta un guru, no puede hacer eso.
Sometimes people take guru just like a man, he will get one dog.
A veces las personas toman un guru como
they think, well,
consiguen a un perro.
All my friends, they have gurus, so I will also have guru.
Fíjense, todos mis amigos tienen gurus, y yo también voy a tener.
So don't take a guru like that, like a dog, pet dog.
No acepten un guru así, como si fuera un perro.
That is wrong thing.
Eso está mal.
The disciple should think, I am the dog of my spiritual master.
El discípulo debe pensar, yo soy el perro de mi maestro.
I will sit outside his room and I will guard him from any intrusions.
Me voy a sentar afuera de su cuarto y lo voy a guardar de cualquier intrusión.
If someone comes to harm my guru, I will risk my life to protect my spiritual master.
Si alguien viene a lastimar a mi guru, yo voy a arriesgar mi vida para protegerlo.
And but I will live whatever he feeds me, I will live on.
Y lo que él me alimente, solo eso pueda.
So we should be the dog of our spiritual master, not that we make our spiritual master our pet dog.
Así que nosotros debemos ser el perro del maestro espiritual y no considerarlo a él nuestra mascota.
So this guru-disciple relationship is to teach the disciple how to become humble.
Esta relación guru-discípulo es para enseñar al discípulo a ser humilde.
A foolish person may think, oh, the guru is very proud.
Una persona tonta puede pensar, el guru es muy orgulloso.
He wants me to worship him as good as God.
Quiere que lo adore como si fuera Dios.
He's told me whenever I walk into the room that you must bow down to me.
Me dijo que cuando entre a un cuarto debo postrarme.
So my guru must be very, very proud.
Así que debe ser que está muy orgulloso. Es muy orgulloso.
Actually, the bona fide spiritual master, he has no desire whatsoever to be worshipped.
El maestro espiritual fidedigno no tiene de hecho ningún deseo de ser adorado.
In fact, he feels it awkward to be worshipped.
Se siente mal cuando lo adoran.
Because his mood is that he wants to worship everyone.
Porque su estado es que él quiere adorar a todos.
But to train the disciple, it is his duty to take that worship and that honor and that respect.
Pero para entrenar al discípulo es su deber aceptar esa adoración, ese respeto.
Because unless that disciple can learn how to fully surrender themselves to the spiritual master.
Porque así el discípulo puede aprender a entregarse completamente al maestro espiritual.
They will never master the art of humility.
Sí, de otra forma, el discípulo nunca dominará el arte de la humildad.
They'll never be able to fully enter into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Nunca nunca penetrará completamente en el canto de Hare Krishna del mantra.
So the training, the disciple, the training the spiritual master and the senior devotees give to the disciples.
Así que el entrenamiento que dan los devotos mayores a los discípulos
is their loving mercy upon them, their kindness upon them.
Es su amorosa misericordia para ellos.
So we should never misunderstand if my spiritual master gives me some strong instruction or the senior devotee gives me some strong instruction.
Así que nunca debemos considerar que el devoto mayor o el guru nos da una.
We have to understand we are always being blessed by our spiritual master and by the advanced devotees. They're always blessing us, even though it may sometimes seem that they're hurting us by some strong words.
Aunque parezca que a veces nos están regañando o lastimando por palabras duras, los devotos mayores y el maestro espiritual siempre nos están dando misericordia.
We have to lay aside our false pride.
Tenemos que dejar a un lado nuestro falso orgullo.
And we have to see how we're being blessed.
Y ver cómo estamos siendo bendecidos.
How they're helping us to cut the hard knot in the heart, hridaya granthi.
Cómo nos está ayudando a cortar el nudo apretado en el corazón.
We have that hard, hard, thick knot in the heart, hridaya granthi.
Tenemos un nudo muy, muy duro en el corazón.
And that is making it hard for us to surrender to God.
Eso lo hace difícil que podamos entregarnos a Dios.
But the sadhus, the saintly devotees of the Lord,
pero los sadhus, los devotos santos del Señor,
they very, very mercifully cut that knot with the sword of knowledge.
Misericordiosamente cortan ese nudo.
So the neophyte devotees can be free of a big, big burden of false pride.
Con la espada del conocimiento y los devotos así pueden liberarse del falso orgullo.
So that they can advance very quickly and very easily to the higher levels of Krishna consciousness.
Y así pueden avanzar muy rápido a los niveles más altos de la conciencia.
Do you want to remain a neophyte devotee?
Queremos seguir siendo devotos neófitos.
And you can sleep in the class.
Pues podemos dormir en la clase.
And if you want to advance in Krishna consciousness,
pero si queremos avanzar en la conciencia de Krishna,
then you should pay very, very close attention to every word that's being spoken.
Debemos poner mucha atención a cada palabra.
It is not that there is some useless talking going on up here.
No es una charla inútil lo que está pasando.
The speaker is only speaking what he is induced to speak by the Supreme Lord, as described here in Prabhupada's purport.
El orador está diciendo solo lo que Dios lo está induciendo a decir, como dice Prabhupada.
So the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of the previous acharyas, that is actually coming through in the Bhagavatam class.
Así que la misericordia de Krishna, de los acharyas previos, nos está pasando por este Bhagavatam.
Therefore, wake up, wake up.
Así que tenemos que despertar.
Shake off the mode of ignorance.
Salgamos de la modalidad de la ignorancia.
Tune in.
Sintonicemos, ¿no?
Turn on.
Y prendamos.
Achieve the transcendental platform through the medium of transcendental sound vibration.
Yeah, alcancemos la plataforma trascendental a través de del canto.
Having your body in the Srimad Bhagavatam class is not enough.
Tener el cuerpo en la clase de Srimad Bhagavatam no es suficiente.
Your mind must also be here.
También nuestra mente tiene que estar aquí.
If your mind is going here and there, looping the loop around the Milky Way, you see?
Nuestra mente está dando vueltas por la Vía Láctea.
And you're not getting the benefit, the mercy of Suta Goswami and Sukadev Goswami. You have all seen that picture where the sages are sitting there with Shukadeva and Parikshit in the center. You've seen that painting?
Hemos visto esa imagen donde están todos los sabios
Can you imagine how powerful and uplifting it would be if you could be sitting there in that assembly of sages? If you could actually sit there and hear Parikshit inquire from Shukadev.
Si pudiéramos oír a Parikshit hacerle preguntas a Shukadev.
And hear the answer that Shukadev is giving to Parikshit Maharaj. Can you imagine how you'd be advancing in Krishna consciousness?
¿Cuánto avanzaríamos en la consciencia?
Just by hearing that sacred conversation.
Simplemente al oír esa sagrada conversación.
So, do you realize
nos damos cuenta
that that same Shakti,
que ese mismo poder,
that same potency,
esa misma potencia,
that same spiritual power,
ese mismo poder espiritual,
which one could experience 5,000 years ago sitting there with a sacred river hearing the conversation between Shukadev and Parikshit,
el cual uno podía experimentar sentado al lado del río y oyendo a Shukadev hablar con Parikshit.
If you will tune in and turn on your mind to this conversation right now, you will get the same Shakti, the same potency.
Si aquí ahorita mismo nos concentramos en esta conversación, vamos a obtener el mismo beneficio, la misma potencia.
It's simply a matter of whether you're tuned in to this class or your mind is going somewhere else.
Simplemente es cuestión de si nuestra mente está sintonizada aquí en esta clase o en otro lado.
Did you realize you can achieve spiritual perfection just by hearing?
Nos damos cuenta que podemos alcanzar la perfección espiritual simplemente escuchando.
You may say that's pretty good. That means I don't have to chant my rounds anymore.
Podemos pensar eso sería bien. Eso quiere decir que no tenemos que cantar ya para.
That's not my point.
Eso no es lo que quiere decir.
You hear Bhagavatam class and you hear 16 rounds of japa also. By rapt attention, when you're chanting or when you're hearing the class, if you will focus your mind on the vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Si escuchamos con la atención exclusiva el Maha Mantra,
just by focusing your mind on hearing the Bhagavatam and hearing your japa, that alone will bring all perfection to your life.
Si escuchamos esto de 16 rondas de japa y la clase de Bhagavatam, esto solo va a darnos toda la perfección en nuestra vida.
Would you like to become free of all anxiety?
Nos gustaría liberarnos de toda ansiedad.
Yes or no? Let's see the hands of everybody who likes to be in anxiety. Raise your hand if you like to be in anxiety.
Levanten la mano si les gusta estar en ansiedad.
Who enjoys suffering? Raise your hands. Come on. If you like to suffer, we're all the masochists in the crowd. Who likes to suffer? Raise your hand.
Si alguien le gusta sufrir, levante la mano.
Nobody? That means everyone likes to be happy. Right?
Eso quiere decir que a todos les gusta estar felices, ¿no?
Everybody in this room likes to be happy, isn't it?
A todos en este cuarto les gusta estar felices, ¿no?
So I'm telling you straight, you cannot be happy in this material world. It's impossible.
Nos Gurudev nos dice de una vez que es imposible ser felices en este mundo material.
In this material world, you're being hit with miseries at every minute.
En este mundo material, las miserias nos están atacando a cada segundo.
Adiatmic, adibhautic, adidaivic misery.
Miserias adiatmic, adibhautic, adidaivic.
If you're not being hurt by one thing, you're being hurt by something else. At every minute, you're being tortured by some misery as a fact.
Si una cosa no nos está afectando, entonces otra.
Do you like that? Do you like being tortured by miseries at every minute?
Nos gusta ser torturados por miserias a cada minuto.
If you do not like it, then you have come to the right place.
Si no les gusta, entonces están en el lugar correcto.
You have come to ISKCON, Hare Krishna movement.
Han venido a ISKCON, al movimiento Hare Krishna.
Because this is the only place in the world where you can experience real happiness.
Porque este es el único lugar en el mundo donde pueden sentir la verdadera felicidad.
This is the only place in the world where you can learn how to truly become free of all miseries.
Este es el único lugar en el mundo donde pueden aprender cómo liberarse completamente de las.
Srimad Bhagavatam says Brahma Saukyam Tvanantam. Yes, the spiritual happiness that goes on increasing unlimitedly forever.
Que la felicidad espiritual va siempre aumentando para siempre.
Bhagavad Gita says.
El Bhagavad Gita dice.
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nusrochati Nakankshati Samaksaveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. That happiness, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, which is completely beyond all hankering and all lamenting.
Aquella felicidad que está más allá de cualquier deseo y es ilimitada.
In that state of consciousness, you will feel love for all living beings.
En ese estado de conciencia, uno sentirá amor por todos los seres.
And from that state, then you can enter into pure bhakti mood.
Y en ese estado uno puede entrar en bhakti puro.
So, if you surrender yourself to the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master,
si nos entregamos a los pies del loto del maestro espiritual,
he will elevate you beyond this realm of suffering.
Él nos elevará más allá de este reino del sufrimiento.
He will take you by his loving kindness into that realm of eternity, knowledge, and bliss.
Por su amorosa misericordia nos llevará a aquel lugar de eterno de felicidad y de conocimiento.
But the difficulty is, we are cheated by these bogus gurus.
Lo malo es que nos engañan los gurus falsos.
This guru, that guru, they come from India to take our money. But when there is a guru like Prabhupada,
pero cuando hay un guru como Prabhupada,
and those who are following Srila Prabhupada,
y aquellos que siguen a Prabhupada,
then we have guru who can take all the anxieties away.
Entonces, ese guru puede llevarse toda nuestra ansiedad.
So we take advantage of such spiritual master.
Sí, que debemos tomar, sacarle partido.
Who is purely coming in the line of Suta Goswami, Shukadev Goswami, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada, then our lives can become successful. So I ask you all, do you want to have you want successful lives, or do you want to be a failure?
Así que el Buda nos pregunta, ¿quieren una vida exitosa o quieren que sea un fracaso?
What do you want, success or failure?
¿Qué quieren, éxito o fracaso?
It's your choice.
Es su decisión.
Doesn't matter where you, whether you're in America or Mexico.
No importa si estamos en Estados Unidos o México.
Doesn't matter if you're male or female.
No importa si uno es hombre o mujer.
Doesn't matter if you're old or young. Doesn't matter if you're filthy rich,
no importa si uno es increíblemente
or rico, devastatingly poor. If you will, from any position you may be
in cualquier posición que nos encontremos,
if you will fully surrender to Sri Guru,
si nos entregamos completamente a Sri Guru
and to Sri Krishna,
y a Sri Krishna,
you will achieve the topmost perfection.
Alcanzaremos la perfección más alta.
And what is that perfection?
¿Cuál es esa perfección?
You will develop pure love for God.
Desarrollar el amor puro por Dios.
And do you know what is the reward when you achieve pure love for God?
¿Saben cuál es la recompensa de tener amor puro por Dios?
You know what Prabhupada told me?
¿Saben qué le dijo Prabhupada?
He wrote me one letter.
Escribió una carta.
He ordered me. He said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face.
Ahora, califícate, prepárate para ver a Krishna cara a cara.
So every day, Prabhupada is giving me my duty.
Prabhupada le dio su deber.
Every day I know what is my duty.
Todos los días sabe cuál es su deber.
I have to work very, very, very hard to overcome the dirt in the heart.
Tiene que trabajar muy, muy duro para limpiar la contaminación del corazón.
The dirt that I have accumulated over millions and billions of lifetimes.
La contaminación que ha acumulado durante millones y millones de años.
I have to work very, very hard to cleanse all that dirt out of my heart.
Tiene que esforzarse mucho para limpiar esa.
So that day will come when I can truly see Krishna face to face. In this way, obey the order of Srila Prabhupada. In this way, obey the order of Srila Prabhupada. Of course, we are already seeing Krishna. He is here before us. He is present in his family, his holy name. He is present in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is present in the external manifestation of the form of our Guru Maharaj, our spiritual master. He is manifest also in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, I am the light of the sun and the moon. He also says, I am Rasa Ham Apsukanti, I am the taste of water. This taste is Krishna. In fact, Srila Prabhupada told us in San Francisco. He said to become Krishna conscious is not difficult. He said every day you're drinking water, once, twice, thrice, more than that. He said if every time you drink water, you will remember that Krishna is the taste of the water.
Si se acuerdan que Krishna es el sabor del agua cada vez que toman agua.
He said then immediately you become Krishna conscious.
Inmediatamente se vuelven conscientes de Krishna.
He said to become Krishna conscious, it is not a difficult job.
Volverse conscientes de Krishna no es un trabajo difícil.
It simply requires practice.
Simplemente requiere práctica.
So here in Monterrey, especially in this summertime,
especialmente en este verano,
we are drinking so much agua, so much water.
Estamos tomando tanta agua.
So every time you drink water,
cada vez que tomen agua,
you simply remember that Krishna is the taste del agua.
Recuerden que Krishna es el sabor del agua.
That's all you have to do. What do you call it? Flavor? Taste?
Sabor.
Sabor? Krishna is sabor del agua. Is it? You simply have to remember, Krishna is sabor del agua. Every time you drink water. In this way, you can be Krishna conscious.
Tenemos que recordar, Krishna es el sabor del agua, y así nos volvemos.
So, we can ask now if there's any questions.
Ahora,
who is eager to advance in Krishna consciousness? There's one, two, three, four, five, six. Do you know that one of the, that's another one, very good, very good. So if you're eager to advance in Krishna consciousness, then I will give you one of the insider secrets.
Si estamos ansiosos de avanzar en la conciencia de Krishna, Guru Dev nos va a dar un secreto.
Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita what those should do who are eager for advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Krishna explica en el Bhagavad Gita qué deben hacer aquellos que están ansiosos por avanzar.
Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanena tatvadarshina. He says, if you're eager, those who are eager,
aquellos que están ansiosos,
just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master.
simplemente traten de aprender la verdad.
Inquire from him submissively.
A un maestro espiritual y háganle preguntas de forma sumisa.
Render service unto him.
Ríndanle un servicio.
The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you.
Las almas autorrealizadas pueden darnos el conocimiento.
Because they have seen the truth.
Porque han visto la verdad.
So, if you can inquire from the spiritual master,
así que si podemos hacerle preguntas al maestro,
this is one of the items of how one can advance in Krishna consciousness.
Es una de las cosas que nos ayuda a avanzar la conciencia de Krishna.
I can't hear what you're saying.
There is a question.
Oh, there's a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you explain why Lord Balaram had a strong relationship with, you know, with Duryodhana? When he was
Who has relationship with Duryodhana?
Strong relationship with Duryodhana.
Balaram, yeah.
Yeah, Balaram. When he was so sinful, so, you know, offensive for the Vaishnavas, like Pandavas.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, how is it, because mostly in
the just see how merciful is Balaram.
La pregunta es, ¿por qué Duryodhana tiene una relación tan fuerte con Balaram, a pesar de que ofensivo hacia los Vaishnavas como los Pandavas?
Balaram is very, very merciful.
Balaram es muy, muy misericordioso.
He is the same Lord Nityananda.
Es el mismo que el Señor Nityananda.
He was very kind on that Jagai Madai.
El mismo que fue muy misericordioso hacia Jagai Madai.
So when we see Balaram being so kind to Duryodhana, we can remember actually he is the same Lord Nityananda. Was very, very kind to the demons and rascals.
Así que cuando vemos al señor Balaram siendo tan misericordioso, podemos recordar que es el señor Nityananda.
So we are meant to follow in those footsteps of Balaram and Lord Nityananda.
Que es muy misericordioso con los demonios, y nosotros debemos seguir los pasos del señor Nityananda y el señor.
We are meant to approach everyone with a book of Prabhupada in our hand.
Debemos acercarnos a cualquiera.
And give them that book.
Y darles ese libro.
My dear sir, kindly accept this Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Señor, por favor, acepte este Bhagavad Gita tal como es.
So Balaram is showing, teaching you by his example, you should be kind even to the demon.
Así que el señor Balaram nos está enseñando que debemos ser misericordiosos también con los demonios.
And questions more? Any other questions? This is my last Bhagavatam class here. Tomorrow I'll be going right after Mangalarti. So if you have questions, now is a good chance to ask.
He said it may be the last class in this trip, but they expect you to come back.
Well, if you want me to come, we are simply your servants, that's all. Mataji and I are the servants of the Vaishnavas. So if you want us to come, then we have to come. You're our masters. So we have to come with you because we are the servants and you are the master.
Dice que ellos son los sirvientes y ustedes son los amos, así que si quieren que vengan, pues tendrán que venir.
We have no independence. We're simply the servants of the Vaishnavas.
No tienen independencia, solo son sirvientes de los Vaishnavas.
Any other questions? Everyone knows all the answers now, right? Yes.
Yesterday, I think my question was vague. I actually meant, like, it seems that the Quran says Islam is the only way. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
So how does that adjust with the Vedic group?
Yeah, so a foolish person, just like also in Christianity, they say Jesus is the only way.
Okay, can I translate?
For a foolish person who is not very elevated in understanding,
that
is it.
En el Islam se dice que el Islam es el único camino, que no hay otro.
you can teach them that principle, because at least they'll become a little bit more improved in their moral, hopefully they'll become improved in their moral standard.
Ahí Gurudev dice que eso se dice para personas menos avanzadas, porque diciéndoles eso, que Jesús es el único camino, o que Islam es el único camino,
Prophet,
pueden volverse mejor.
Prophet Muhammad was preaching to the most low class people you could ever imagine.
Who?
Muhammad. He had to tell his students, don't have sex with your mother. They were very, very, very low class people. So by his very strong preaching, and even though it was fanatical the way he taught them, at least he brought them to a higher standard of morality and taught them to pray 5 times a day and not have sex with their mother anymore.
Así que al menos con su predica, el señor Mahoma.
So at least now we see the Muslims, they don't have sex with their mother, and they bow down 5 times a day to God. So they've made some improvement.
Les ayudó a ser mejores moralmente. Ya no tienen sexo con su madre y rezan 5 veces al día. Así que han mejorado.
So the Christians also, they have some fanatical doctrine that only Jesus is the way, and if you don't follow Jesus, you'll go to hell.
También los cristianos tienen una doctrina fanática que si uno no sigue a Jesús, entonces se va a ir al infierno.
Again, this is for less intelligent people.
Porque Jesús es el único camino.
They don't have any brain to understand philosophy.
Pero esto es para personas poco inteligentes.
At least they can do a little worship or something.
Al menos así hacen un poco de adoración.
This sort of preaching, you know, that Allah is the only way, or Jesus is the only, this is religion in the mode of ignorance.
Este tipo de predica que Allah es el único camino, o Jesús es el único camino, es religión en la modalidad de la ignorancia.
So at least it's some beginning.
Al menos es un comienzo.
They make some little progress at least.
Hacen un poco de avance, progreso.
But when you come to Vaishnava philosophy,
pero cuando vemos la filosofía Vaishnava,
we're beyond the realm of religious dogma.
Estamos más allá del área de dogmas religiosos.
If someone says, what religion do you belong to? Do you tell them I'm a Hare Krishna?
Si alguien nos pregunta a qué religión perteneces, les decimos soy Hare Krishna.
Is that what you do?
Es lo que les decimos.
What religion do you belong to? You say, I'm a Hare Krishna. Is that what you say? You do? That's foolish. We don't belong to a religion. This is not another one of the religions. That's a big mistake. If you think you belong to another one of the religions, you're wrong. Krishna consciousness is the essence of religion in its original pure form.
La conciencia de Krishna es la esencia de la religión en su forma pura.
Before materialistic men chopped it into thousands of pieces.
Antes que la gente materialista la cortara en miles de pedazos.
Christian, Jew, Muslim, Sikh, Jain, Catholic, Protestant, you know, just cutting.
Protestante, solo dividen.
Krishna consciousness is a religion in its original pure form before man perverted it with sectarian concepts.
La conciencia de Krishna es la religión en su forma pura original antes de que el hombre la pervirtiera con su sectarismo.
Our philosophy is you should know who you are and be who you are. That's all.
Nuestra filosofía es que debemos saber quiénes somos y ser eso que somos.
How can someone say that's a sect, a religious sect?
¿Cómo puede alguien decir que eso es una secta religiosa?
We're simply saying know who you are and be who you are. That's all.
Simplemente decimos sé quién eres sabe quién eres y sé quién eres.
Find out what is your actual identity.
Averiguen cuál es su identidad real.
And then live in that actual identity.
Y vivan en esa.
Don't live in the false platform of I am a man, I'm a woman.
No estén en la plataforma falsa de soy hombre, soy mujer.
I'm a Mexican.
Soy mexicano.
I'm a gringo or whatever.
Soy gringo.
Is it? You have to live on the true platform.
Tenemos que vivir en la plataforma verdadera.
Jivera Sarupahai Krishnera Nityadath. The constitutional position of the living entity is he is an eternal servant of God.
La posición constitucional del alma es que es el sirviente eterno de Dios.
That God has hundreds and millions of names.
Ese Dios tiene cientos y millones de nombres.
So he doesn't have any one particular name.
No tiene un nombre en particular.
But if there's any one particular name of his millions of names which best describe him.
Pero si hay un nombre en particular entre todos estos millones de nombres,
that name is Krishna.
Que lo describe mejor, ese nombre es Krishna.
Because Krishna means all attractive.
Porque Krishna quiere decir totalmente
so,
atractivo.
Every aspect of God, that is one of his attractive features.
Todos los aspectos de Dios son aspectos atractivos.
So that name that includes all the attractive features within it, that is Krishna.
Que el nombre que dice que incluye todos sus atributos atractivos.
Within the name of Krishna, every other name of God is included automatically.
En el nombre de Krishna están incluidos automáticamente todos los otros nombres de Dios.
If you have chanted Krishna, then you have chanted Christ, you have chanted Allah, you have chanted Jehovah, you have chanted Buddha, you have chanted Govinda, Shama Sundar, Nishinga. Every single name of God exists within the name Krishna.
Si hemos cantado Krishna, hemos cantado Jehová, Allah, Govinda, Shyama, Sundar. Todos los nombres existen en Krishna.
So by worshipping Krishna, you're the perfect Muslim, the perfect Christian, the perfect Buddhist, the perfect Jew, the perfect everything.
Así que adorando a Krishna somos musulmanes perfectos, cristianos perfectos, judíos perfectos. Todos.
You're not the member of any particular religion.
Y no somos miembros de ninguna religión en particular.
And at the same time, you're the best member of every particular religion.
Y al mismo tiempo somos el mejor miembro de cualquier religión.
So just try to understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement.
Así que tratemos de entender qué es esta conciencia de Krishna, este movimiento.
It is the perfection of religion.
Es la perfección de la religión.
Questions, Mark?
Más preguntas.
¿Qué debemos hacer para no caer en el fanatismo de los iluminados que ha estado haciendo?
What should we do in order to keep from falling into fanaticism?
Yes, the way to avoid fanaticism is to be a philosopher. You read Prabhupada's books regularly.
Para no caer en el fanatismo hay que ser un filósofo y leer los libros de Prabhupada con regularidad.
Try to see everything the way that Prabhupada sees it.
Hay que tratar de ver todo como lo ve Prabhupada.
It is called Prabhupada Chakshush.
Eso se llama Prabhupada Chakshush.
By regularly reading and discussing amongst yourselves the teachings of Prabhupada.
Por medio de leer y discutir entre nosotros las enseñanzas de Prabhupada.
You will develop the profound ability
desarrollamos la
to always see things the way that Prabhupada sees them.
La habilidad muy fuerte de ver las cosas como las ve Prabhupada.
And that way you will avoid fanaticism.
Y así evitaremos el fanatismo.
That's the answer.
Es la respuesta.
Thank you for that nice question.
Gracias,
Prabhu. Any other questions? I appreciate when there's intelligent questions. It's very nice. Don't be less intelligent, dull-headed.
Okay.
Try to have intelligent questions like this nice question.
A Gurudev le gusta cuando se hacen preguntas inteligentes, que no debemos ser como que lentos.
All right.
People say that here in Monterrey we are a very working people. We work very hard. But how can we? ¿Cómo se dice encajar? ¿Cómo podemos encajar nuestro trabajo? How can we fit our hard work with Krishna consciousness?
What she saying?
People say that Monterrey people are very hardworking. But how can they actually fit their work with Krishna consciousness?
Yes, yat karoshi, Krishna says, do your work for me. So if you're hardworking, that's very nice. If you use that hard work for Krishna, then it's a very nice thing. Prabhupada liked hardworking disciples.
Krishna dice que hagan su trabajo para mí. A Prabhupada le gustaban mucho los.
Let everyone continue working hard. Let everyone continue working hard, but do it for Krishna. Don't work hard for material sense gratification. Work hard to advance your own Krishna consciousness. And work hard to advance the Krishna consciousness movement here in Monterrey.
Y trabajemos duro para promover este movimiento de conciencia de Krishna aquí en Monterrey.
Whenever I come here, I want to see that this room is completely packed for every class.
Cuando venga otra vez, quiero ver este cuarto hasta el tope.
So this hard work you can do, inviting 1,000 people to come.
Así que este es un trabajo duro que podemos hacer.
Make big publicity when I come.
Invitar a la gente a que venga.
And I will work very hard to convince them to surrender.
Y Gurudev va a trabajar duro para convencerlos de que se entreguen.
In this way, work hard for Krishna.
De esta forma, trabajemos duro para Krishna.
Anything else?
Otras preguntas.
Okay, we'll stop here. Kantarab Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.